Bill Richardson, Secretary of Energy, up to an hour ago.
This is Jason Vest from In These Times with the D.C. Independent Media Center.
Now, speaking of transfer of power, there's a major power crisis that would have fallen into your portfolio, or did until recently, out in California. What do you think the future for resolving that crisis in the Golden State is?
Well, eventually it'll be resolved. I expect in the next 2 weeks a combination of factors is going to help the situation. One, I do believe that the state is now buying power. I think that was a good move. This will ensure that residents will get their power. Secondly, until Tuesday, because of an emergency order that I issued, residents of California will have their lights on and their natural gas. I ordered Independent Power that had refused to sell power to California, that by emergency order they had to do it. But this order expires on Tuesday, and my hope is, if it is needed, that the new Secretary of Energy will extend it. So at least for Tuesday, the number of rolling blackouts in California will be limited. I do think it's going to be resolved. It's going to involve some financial help for the utilities that are going under. I just want to be sure that consumers are not hit with increasing prices. They shouldn't be the victims of a bad deregulation that happened in 1996 in California. But in the end, I think that California is going to be okay. One of the big problems, Jason, one of the reasons this happened is in 1 year, California had 13% more demand in electricity because of the booming economy. In California, they use computers more than anybody else, and that's 20% of the reason for the increase in energy use. Computers, 14%. That's massive.
Now, your order expires on Tuesday. Then it'll be up to the new Secretary, Spencer Abraham.
That's right.
To extend it. As this is someone who tried to abolish your department and is now running it, how likely is it he'll extend that emergency order? And by extension, what do you expect from your successor?
Well, it's uncertain how the Bush administration will deal with the emergency orders. Our view was that California is an important state. It's a big state. A lot of the California economy is tied to the West and the rest of the country. So almost at all costs, we wanted to make sure that California stayed strong. Now, again, I don't know what the situation is with any kind of future with Secretary-designate Abraham. I've talked to him about this issue. My hope is that even, they continue these orders.
So you've met with your successor already?
Yeah, it's a traditional courtesy. I met with him. We had a good discussion. I told him that this was not an easy job, that there's a lot of problems out here. He's new to the energy issues, but he's a political person. I think he'll be he'll deal with the problems.
He got quite a raking over the coals, his confirmation hearing the other day.
That's traditional, Jason. Everybody does. I mean, I got hammered. That's something that any cabinet nominee will get from the opposing party and from the press.
In terms of electric deregulation, California has been a disaster. What's going to happen in other states from here on out under the auspices of this Department of Energy and the Bush administration?
My hope, Jason, is that this administration pursues the energy policy we tried to have, but the Republican Congress didn't give us. You got to have an energy policy that invests in new sources of power like solar, wind, and biomass. This administration tried to get something passed. The Congress didn't do that. They didn't help us. We also need to have better ways to be energy efficient. We got to have more fuel efficient cars, homes, businesses. We got to relay more, use green power more, wind, make the federal government use more energy efficient power like green power, like wind and biomass and solar and bioenergy and fuel cells. But this administration wants to drill in Alaska in sensitive ecological areas. This administration may want to drill in off the coast of California and off the coast of Florida. So I'm a little bit worried.
When you were dealing with those issues over drilling in the Arctic or drilling in sensitive environmental areas, what were the discussions you had with activists along those lines?
Well, I promised activists that I've been up to the Arctic wilderness. I've seen the caribou. I said there will be no drilling while I'm Secretary of Energy and while this administration's in office. And this was also a big hallmark of Vice President Gore. There's no way there was going to be drilling there. This drilling would take 7 years to come anyway. We've got plenty of oil and gas around the country. We can drill in the United States, but we got to be more efficient with better technology and find new sources of energy that are cleaner and that are more efficient.
Now, in the Arctic case, the Republicans, some of them hold that they can do drilling and there won't be any real environmental impact. Is that true?
That's what they claim, but there will be environmental impact. When you have wildlife and caribou and you have a very sensitive, pristine area that some think should be wilderness, and you say, we're going to drill here, of course there's going to be damage, and it is going to affect the wildlife patterns there. So this will be a big battle. The Republicans will try to make it happen, but by no means will it happen without a huge fight from Citizen Richardson and many others that are going to fight very hard on this.
Now, earlier in the last decade, you were very prominent on Burma. Since you went into the cabinets, we haven't heard much from you on that on that issue. Is this something you still are interested in, track, have an interest in getting back involved in again?
Absolutely. I care deeply about human rights around the world, especially in Burma. There's a heroic woman named Aung San Suu Kyi who's oppressed by probably the worst dictators in the world, and I want to be sure that somebody speaks up for her. So I'm going to get active again on human rights issues around the world, Burma being one. I've been there. It's a wonderful country, wonderful people, but they've been repressed. They've been denied their basic human rights. So it's good to be a private citizen again where I can say and speak whatever I want.
In dealing with the oil companies that are operating in Burma, the Secretary of Energy, did you ever have any occasion to discuss the human rights situation with them? And is that something you'd like to do now that you're in private life again?
Yes, and I spoke to some of the companies that are investing in Burma, and I said to them, you guys have leverage there. I don't expect you to drop your investment, but talk to the Burmese generals about Aung San Suu Kyi, about letting there be fair elections and democracy and releasing people from prison. I didn't have much success. But again, as private citizen, I hope to go back, and I hope to deal with a lot of citizens groups that are caring about these issues. And it looks like I'll have plenty of time to do that.
Mr. Until an hour ago, Secretary of Energy Bill Richardson, thank you very much for stopping by. And
my best to all your listeners, and tell them that we'll be back.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.